say, they're very, very nice people. Claridge is the best place to stay, and Hamburg is not there. You should say it's expensive, but it's still be nice to you. An American embassy officer shouldn't escort you into the Czar for a very fundamental reason. You can also be a translator. There's no problem with that. And if Soviet press there, you've got to have American press and protection. There'll be no harm. If the Soviets, you've got to be the public, because the others are not public.
Except maybe Egypt. What do you think of that?
Egypt, you don't play a better way to. This Mrs. Jean Davis sounds great. She's a good one to work with on that. I agree with several of your suggestions here about new towns. You don't want to go to the damn new towns.
No.
There's a Windsor Castle, new things that are interesting to you.
No.
I also marked out I'm not sure that
we don't want to do that.
Cut all the universities out because you're likely to run into heckling.
That's right, even at the American universities.
To the extent you can, it would be nice to the embassy staff. So it would be nice if they want to have a meeting for the embassy staff, meet them and take a half hour. And I never was able to do it. You can tell them how much we appreciate their work for America. I would say do the sightseeing in Athens and so forth, in Cairo and so forth. I would go to Aswan Dam. It's a hell of a thing to see, but be sure to go back and see Luxor.
I thought we might not go to see the dam since it wasn't built by us anyway. And maybe we, and it is historical.
Go to the temple by all means.
But we would go to the temples and all.
I'd be sure you go to the temples.
No.
And then skip the dam. Say that you've seen it before.
Right.
Yeah, you've seen it before. be sure to be very nice to the Sadat and very nice to the Camp Jordan. They're both friends of ours.
Well, but do you think they'll want to meet with us, please, or what?
Oh, you may or not. I'm sure that they may want to have a little curse.
I met him at the last launch.
Right. Mm-hmm. You'd be nice to them.
He's a very nice person.
In Israel, you know, you have to go all out being nice to people.
Why is that?
So forth. Your strengths and so forth. And visiting in kibbutz is a good idea. You've got to see how it's done. And you know what I mean? It's an interesting part of your education. See how they raise their kids separately. Calls and so forth. The Black Sea Resort sounds good. They're very famous. In Leningrad, I go see the palace, the great, mock beautiful palace there by all means, and stay overnight in Leningrad if they offer the guest house. In Moscow, they do want you to stay at the residence, which is better. They don't have a good guest house in Moscow, except in Kremlin, where actually you can't stay. Tashkent, I ruled out. I don't see any reason to go there. You don't want to go to a collective farm.
No.
See, rebuilding. What I thought you should go is to Samarkand. Uh-huh. You've got the beautiful blue ruins of Genghis Khan. So for Samarkand, I put it on here. I've been there. It's terrific, and it's another part of the world. It's near Persia.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Daddy, we don't want to spend much time in Jordan.
Jordan should just be
a day.
A day, and then go to Israel.
No.
Everybody understands that.
Mm-hmm.
But you don't have to have a day. So many the same number of days each place, you know.
No.
Fair enough. Okay, there it is. When do you leave?
Well, I think we're leaving about.
You want to meet Mrs. Davis?
Mrs. Who?
Davis, up here. Mrs. Davis could come in. Jean Davis is in the office. We've got an offer that you work the thing out, and Mrs. Cabrina is supposed to call you. see them when they're here. I just haven't got the time right now. So I'm in the middle of the cabinet, and I'm in the middle of the Vietnam negotiations and all the rest. But they're welcome to go to camp. But I would tell Mommy that I wouldn't go to Camp David. They should do their New York part. If you could work this out when she first comes. I'm coming down to the reception for this. Helen will not be in it. But then, because then I have to go back, because I have to. We're going to make major announcements in Camp David on Tuesday and Wednesday. But Camp David will be open starting Thursday if they like it. But that I will not be there. I've got to come back to Washington to work on Vietnam the balance of the week. I've got to be here. And that's fine. See, I don't want to get caught in the going in a jacket. Camp David, you know.
Follow up and see if that is done so that we'll know.
won't be going to Wells, and won't be going to Stockton's.
Yeah, they don't want to, they should be so busy, you know. And, you're sure you don't want to go to, in Europe, incidentally, to Vienna?
Better than Vienna.
And, you're sure you don't want us, what, you're going to Russia, I would live in here, you should be European, right?
No.
You don't want to go to Warsaw?
Too depressing, I don't want to spend that.
Warsaw's not depressing. It's a beautiful, beautiful city. Well, don't go. Then, you're sure you don't want to go to Vienna, and, what about any other European?
Well, the thing is, our time is limited because of the inauguration.
Germany?
Yeah.
Would you like to stop in Germany?
We've been to all those places, and I've been to all these places, but except Russia, but Ed hasn't been.
All right, fine, you want to take it, you don't want to go to Rome?
I'd like to go to Rome.
The only stop I would suggest would be to stop in Rome, because, you could then, you could go to the Vatican. Would you go to the Vatican before? Has he ever been to the Vatican?
No.
This would be a...
It'd be a great thing to do. Has he been to Rome? Has he been to Rome? Have you ever been to Rome?
Yes, I have.
Don't go then, if you've done it. Come on, you've been to Rome.
I have been.
Venice, you've been to. You're pretty lucky. Spain, you've been to. Portugal, you've been to.
I think we'll do it.
I think you've got a chance. You've got a good schedule.
It's lucky to be back.
England, and you can point out, incidentally, you, so the press can have a reason they're going to these are countries that either one or the other is not visited. Either one or the other.
Except England.
Except England, where they wanted to go for personal reasons to see some things they missed before. The British all understand that. Mm-hmm.
So that's also, I don't think we'll be spending much time in Jordan, just that I did.
Yes, if you limit to Jordan, don't go on the three-day bit.
That
but more emphasis on Russia, more emphasis on England. Cairo, you've got I wouldn't put 3 days there. I'd skip Alexandria, actually. I think I would have them go to Cairo so they get a feel of that, and then down to the Valley of the Kings, you know, Luxor.
That's one thing I missed because of the heat, so I'd like to go back.
And now, so in other words, make it about two, 3 days there, and then tilt it a little more in England and a little more in Russia. Those are really, and then limit, obviously you've got to limit Jordan to a day. Mm-hmm. Israel is where you really ought to spend, well, has he been there?
Oh no.
Well, I know that there are things to see there. That's the point. It won't be like it before when you had sort of be cooped up in a hotel. But what I meant is there are the historical things. You've never been to the Holy Land,
I've been to the Holy Land. We went out to, oh no, that's right, Captain.
Well, then I would say...
I don't want to spend too much time in Israel, about 3 days.
Yeah, well, maybe 2 days in Israel, and quite often because she's been there before.
That's right.
But Russia, I run it.
We might be able to add another country like Italy down in circumstances.
Well, if you really want to
go. I would love to go to Italy.
Yeah, Italy is so wonderful, so nice. I think that a stop in Rome is always great. And if you do, I would inform the...
Now, Daddy, do you think it would be possible not to have a minute-by-minute schedule? We do sort of want to avoid that. I know in some places, like Russia, we'll have to. But
Russia, they will pretty much control it. But on the other day, they could just say, free time.
The whole,
maybe they just want to go out and walk towards the Hyde Park, you see.
So we know what we want to do.
And in Egypt, they'll control you pretty good. Yeah. They'll give you time. I think, in England, you can be very free.
And in Greece, you can be free.
And in Greece, you can be very free, exactly.
In Russia, we won't be free at all, probably.
Russia, you shouldn't be, because that's the way they plan. And in Cairo, I think they'll want you to, although you should leave always, say, an afternoon sightseeing. And they just go out and do what they please. Maybe they want to walk in the streets or go down to a market. Mm-hmm. In every one of these places, London, I would advise, rather than universities, get up early in the morning and visit the markets.
Yeah.
So you feel the people. Go to the market, Samarkand. I was there in 67, and it's fascinating, all these Asian faces, you know, and so forth. Just walk with the people and see what they're selling and haggling and so forth and so on. Go buy anything. Okay?
Bye.
Bye.
Thank
Lucy gonna stay here.